Happy Friday, Brewers fans. We are back with another episode of our awesome, amazing Fan Feature Friday. Two more Brewers fans join me next here on the Locked On Brewers podcast. Stay tuned in. You are Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Brewers fans, welcome back into the Locked On Brewers podcast. Thank you for always making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. Do not forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcast. You can also follow the show on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, at Locked On Brewers. I am your host, Brandon Snyder, producer at Wisconsin's radio station WTMJ, home of the Milwaukee Brewers. And like you, I hope this is true if you're listening to this podcast, you are a diehard Milwaukee Brewers fan just like myself, actually recording this podcast with these two awesome fans just minutes away from American Family Field. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. I always appreciate, and I mention it on every show, but I seriously appreciate your time allowing me to listen to me talk about our Milwaukee Brewers. As always, Locked On Brewers is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And this episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook, the new official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. It has become a Friday tradition over here on the Locked On Brewers podcast. Two more Brewers fans are joining me, joining the show, joining the podcast to talk about their fandom, of course, about our Milwaukee Brewers. Please welcome Jordan and Travis. And Jordan, ladies first on the show, I'll start with you. You're the first lady on the Fan Feature Friday. How are you doing? And when did you become a Brewers fan?
I'm doing well. I've been a Brewers fan for as long as I can remember. My dad was big into baseball, so I don't remember not being a Brewers fan.
Are you from the area? Like, are you native of Wisconsin?
Wisconsin Dells area.
You know what's cool about the Wisconsin Dells? I got married in the Wisconsin Dells recently. Yeah, we're huge Wisconsin Dells goers, I guess. Is that the right word? I'm not sure if that's the right proper English. We'll go with it, though. We frequent there quite a bit, so I'm pretty jealous that you live over there because it's an area that I absolutely love and try to spend as much time as I can, as much as my bank account will allow me. So if you're in the Dells, do you get to games quite frequently throughout the summer?
Usually go to one or maybe two a year.
Okay.
So not as many as I hope, but we do, my husband and I, we watch every game. If I'm not at work and I'm able to watch it, I'm watching the game.
And do they have, I'm assuming they have Bally Sports Wisconsin out there, right?
Yes. Yep.
They do? Okay. All right.
Yeah, we made sure when we got our cable plan that we were going to get the Brewers games.
Yeah, I mentioned it on a past podcast not too long ago. You know, I love spring and summer. I used to not really care for summer because I didn't like the hot weather, but I bought a motorcycle. I bought a boat. Long story short, I love summer now. But I've just love it because, like, no matter what you're doing, you know, for me at least, having Bally Sports Wisconsin on in the background, whatever it is you're doing, it's always like a good feeling. And soon we'll get that feeling back with some baseball going here. That's awesome stuff, Jordan. We're going to meet our next guest here on the Locked On Brewers Fan Feature Friday, and Travis. And if you guys are not watching on YouTube, we just talked about this before we started recording. If you're not watching on YouTube, please, if you are watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. If you're not on YouTube, Jordan and Travis are in their Brewers attire, and I am failing as your host of the Locked On Brewers podcast because I don't have any Brewer stuff behind me other than the hat that's over my shoulder here just because I felt bad. But I am a Brewers fan, guys. It's not a Bucks post-game show. It's not a Packers post-game show. I love all the Wisconsin teams. The Brewer stuff is around. It's just you can't see it right now. But Travis and Jordan are sporting their attire. Travis has got a jersey on. Jordan's got the hoodie on. Travis, what jersey are you wearing?
This is actually a custom one. It's me. I don't know. It's my name.
He's got a custom Brewers jersey on. I can't even get a Brewers thing in the background of this podcast.
You got a hat back there, though, don't you?
I got a hat. Yeah, it keeps falling, okay. And I just put it back up. But, you know, somebody recommended a flag in the background. Whatever. We'll digress on that. I'll do better as your host of the Lockdown Brewers podcast. So Travis, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you live, how long you've been a Brewers fan, all the good stuff.
I'm in Kaukauna right now. So Northeast Appleton area. I was actually just in the Dells not too long ago. We did our kind of belated family Christmas thing there. And it reminded me of Charlie Barron's joke that he said that whatever happens in Vegas would have been cheaper in the Dells. And that's so true.
That's spot on.
The Dells got it all. But I'm 34. I'd say I became an actual Brewer fan probably right around the time Miller Park, I'm not going to call it by the other name, right around the time Miller Park was created is when I became a real Brewer fan. But my first game would have been, I think it was the summer of 94. We went to see what the Orioles came to town and Ripken was playing. And Ripken was the only name I knew as a real little kid back then. The Brewers lost that game. I think they got shut out like 5-0. But they weren't anything too special, obviously, back in that era. But as I got older and Miller Park was, I mean, that was a big deal when Miller Park was created in Wisconsin. And sure, we were there within that first season or two. And just kind of grew from there as I grew older and followed sports a little bit more, and probably watch more than my wife wishes that I did these days. But it's I'm excited for it to come back this year. That's for sure.
So you're near the, you mentioned it, you're near the Appleton area. Do you get to the Timber Rattlers games quite often?
I do. Yeah. They're actually doing some type of an addition right now. I haven't checked their website to see what it is, but it looks like right along the first baseline, also going out to right field, there's a pavilion there that's completely under wraps right now. And there's a big construction around there. So they have kind of like a nice little mini, like Liney Lodge thing, if you want to call it that.
Sure.
They're kind of adding it on right in that area. And they're already sending out promotions for their dinosaur night, their
Star Wars. I saw that. And my son is huge right now into dinosaurs. So that's, I think it's like September, right? I'm guessing. Somebody sent me an email. I think it's closer to when football starts. That's what the conversation was. That's how I remember it. That's interesting. Yeah, I have to go check it out. I haven't been there. You know, I'm a terrible baseball fan, if we're being honest here, and it's taken a lot for me to admit that while I host a baseball podcast. But I've been to hundreds of Brewers games. I live, like I said at the beginning of the show, not too far from American Family Field, but I haven't been to a Milkman game. Okay, out there in Franklin, I got to get to the Oconomowoc. We had the communications guy. He was Brian. He was on last week for the Fan Feature Friday. He runs a communication department for the Oconomowoc Dockhounds. I haven't been to that any of those games, and I haven't been to the Timber Rattlers game. So as a baseball fan, as a host of this podcast, I got to do a little bit better job this summer and get out there and explore a little bit. It's just been kind of weird. Like it's been, COVID was 2020, then 2021 was like, everybody's like, well, do we go out? Yeah, sure, I guess. And it was just kind of weird. I know you're wearing your custom jersey, but Travis, I'm curious, who is your favorite Brewer past and present? Maybe the same, maybe they're still playing.
No, they're not the same. I'd say for past, the first pro player autograph I ever got was Jeff Jenkins. And it was at Miller Park there. And I still have the glove he autographed, but he autographed it in pen. And over the years, it just kind of faded and I lost the autograph. But yeah. I liked him back then. I always thought he played with a bit of a tenacity and a no-nonsense kind of way. Like he was 100% effort out there all the time. Just seemed like a Brewer, you know, for his, sure, his whole career. Really liked him. So probably Jeff Jenkins by a little bit. Close runner up. I really like watching Prince Fielder just hit nukes. You know, you can't not love that. I did like Prince too.
Yeah, I was a big Prince guy. I mentioned it yesterday. Somebody had asked me for the mailbag episode. Braun was my favorite. And he just retired. So I'm trying to find a new one. I've got like a couple jerseys, Corbin Burns. I have Josh Hader, but that ship has sailed. So maybe I should not get jerseys. And then, you know, we'll keep those players. Jordan, I'll go over to you. Kind of the same question I just asked Travis, past favorite Brewer, current favorite Brewer.
I was a big JJ Hardy fan. actually met him on my 18th birthday at the Brewers on Deck and a few other players, but JJ Hardy or Ryan Braun.
Did you get, like when you go to the on deck? Okay. So you just brought up another topic and I didn't have this down and I'm going to ask you guys, the hot stove, cold brews. Did you like that compared to the on deck? I don't know if you guys were there. It seemed to be like a lot less room. Were you upset that there was no on deck this year?
Right. I saw that online. I kind of followed it and just didn't seem like many people were allowed to meet or interact with the players. And Brewers on Deck, that was really fun. I remember going to that and had a blast meeting like all different players. Yeah, the lines were really long, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I never went. When I graduated high school, I left to join the Army. And when I came back, it was the summer right before COVID. So I really didn't get the opportunity to go. It looked like such a blast. I mean, you're walking around, it's winter, you're walking around American Family Field, mm-hmm. You know, summer's spring is kind of, you're gearing up for it. You're meeting your favorite brewers. I don't know. I was a little disappointed. Okay. So you say JJ Hardy passed and then who was your present? I'm sorry.
Well, I said, and Ryan Braun was a close second, okay. But otherwise it would be Willie Adames right now. I'm a big Willie fan.
Jordan, what are they going to do with Willie Adames? What are we going to do?
They're going to sign him.
You and I have the similar thoughts and we're going to play a game here with our two favorite Brewers fans here on the Lockdown Brewers podcast. We're going to do a game at the end of the show, the last segment. We're going to play GM and owner. I'm going to play this week. I didn't play last week with the draft, so I'm going to play this week. We're going to take turns and make three moves we would do as a GM and then three moves as an owner, but it's got to be away from baseball. So we're going to have some fun with that. Coming up, my two guests, we're going to talk about what they think of this offseason and rank this offseason between 1 and 10. I did this yesterday in the Mailbag episode. It seemed to get a lot of traction. Bleacher Report put it on their Twitter feed, so I'm curious what my two fans here on the Fan Feature Friday on the Lockdown Brewers podcast think of their offseason. But first, the NFL playoffs are here. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Lockdown because they're the number one sports book in America. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting at sports fun and easy. New customers, join today to get started with $150, $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all of your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. All on the app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, I would say Packer fans, but maybe you're still putting your money out there. Don't miss out on this. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets. Win or lose at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Welcoming into the Locked On Brewers podcast, Jordan and Travis, as our next two fans for the Fan Featured Friday here on the Locked On Brewers podcast. We got to know them a little bit. We heard about their past favorite players, their current favorite players. Jordan has an idea for what Willie Adames is going to do. Travis is sporting his own jersey. I mean, I'm telling you right now, you got to check these guys out. We have a special guest coming up too with Jordan here. If you can't see him, if you're not on YouTube, I'm going to ask him questions. So stay tuned for that. But listen, we're going to have a little fun with this segment because Bleacher Report put this out on their Twitter. And if you're not following him, I think it's at Bleacher Report. I tweeted it out at the Lockdown Brewers podcast and it was just a picture. And then a question of where do you rank this offseason for your favorite team? And for me, for the Milwaukee Brewers, between the numbers of 1 through 10, obviously 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Jordan, I'll start with you, and then you can introduce your guest here, the special guest of the show. For the offseason for the Milwaukee Brewers, it's been busy, been a lot of trades, some free agent signings, yada, yada, yada. Between 1 through 10, where do you rank this Milwaukee Brewers offseason thus far?
I'll go with a 6. Pretty excited about Contreras. I think he'll be a good backstop for the Brewers. And then Jesse Winker, too. especially being in the NL Central. I think he'll do great things. Does really well in Miller Park too, so I think that was
sure a huge,
huge thing. The other signings are all right, but I think those two will be huge for the Brewers this year.
And you got a fan. You got a little Brewer fan here. So tell us about your little Brewer fan here.
This is my little boy, Kix. He actually went to a Brewers game when I was pregnant in June. So
that's awesome.
Kind of one game so far.
Does he have a like a onesie jersey? I see he's in.
He just has a few Brewers onesies.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we got to get him some stuff. That's incredible. That's awesome to see him. Travis, I'll shoot over to you. Jordan says a 6. Kind of hard to disagree with her. I gave it a 5. I'll tell you why I gave it a 5 after. But I'm curious to hear your side of it. You seem more of an optimistic fan than maybe me, or am I pushing the truth there a little bit with you?
Well, first of all, I got to say, Brandon, even the baby wore Brewer gear. So don't.
Only
the host.
When push comes to shove, the baby Kix wore Brewer gear on the Lockdown Brewers podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that. If you're listening on wherever you get your podcast, thank you. Number one and number two, he is wearing a Brewers onesie, and I'm not, and I feel like I failed you guys. But anyway, go ahead, Travis.
So I haven't actually seen that Bleacher Report article, but I'm actually right with you. I wouldn't say I'm optimistic or pessimistic about the offseason. I say 5 as well. So middle of the road. I think the big thing, I think we would all agree, is probably getting Contreras in there. We haven't had offense out of a catcher with this team for I don't know how long. It's been quite a while, and he can certainly provide it, and he's very young. Definitely looking forward to that. If you get really down into the analytics, his framing might not be the best, but who knows? So we'll see how that plays out. So that's the big positive. But what I think kind of held the offseason back a little bit, I think losing Hunter Renfro is probably a little bigger deal than what some fans might think, because I think a healthy Hunter Renfro is an all-star caliber player.
Best hitter last year on the team.
Yeah, he was. And we if you want us to call it quote-unquote replaced him with Jesse Winker, which that could be good, but I think it's kind of a question mark right now. If we get 2022 Jesse Winker, that's not good. Let's hope we get 2020, 2021-ish type Jesse Winker out of that, because Jordan's right. I mean, he hits in Miller Park, and he seems to be at home in the NL Central as well. So let's hope we get the good Jesse Winker. And I think he could quickly become a fan favorite like a Rowdy Tellez did in a quick, like real big hurry. The other moves I think are also still question marks, but I see that they added a lot of versatility. Like they got Brian Anderson, who, again, we don't want 2022 Brian Anderson. If we can get, 2019-ish Brian Anderson, 2020, that's going to be good. Abraham Toro is very versatile, can play pretty much anywhere in the infield. And the same with Owen Miller. So I think when they lost Colton Wong, they kind of were left scratching their heads a little bit on how they want to truly fill that long term. I don't know that we exactly know where that's going to go. If it's going to be to what's that prospect that they think they're going to put at second, Terang?
Yeah, Bryce Terang, projected right now according to FanGraphs, but yeah, that could all change.
It could. So I think they added some good versatility as far as position play goes, but offensively, I think Winker, Anderson, Toro, and Miller are all a bit of a question mark. Losing Renfro hurts, but Contreras, adding him, very good. And I think overall, relatively, apart from a Lindblom retirement, their pitching staff is relatively the same. So that's pretty good. So I'd say middle of the road. They addressed a couple needs. They lost a couple things. Nothing too shocking, but I think the next offseason is going to be more important even than this one. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with anything what you guys are saying. You can tell you're plugged into the Milwaukee Brewers. You guys know all your stuff. You know the moves. I agree with both of you. I really agree with Jordan, because I think when you look at Jesse Winker, not only, and Travis, you alluded to this as well, not only is it at American Family Field, but he absolutely dominates like the rest of the NL Central, the Cubs, the Pirates, the Cardinals. So I think, if you get a healthy Winker, obviously Contreras. I talked to Paul Byrd, who used to be a former big leaguer who now covers the Braves for Bally on Braves. I don't know if you guys listened to that episode, and if you're listening to this podcast, maybe you didn't hear it. He called him, and I'm paraphrasing him, I'm quoting Paul Bird. He said he could be the best catcher in all of baseball. He thinks his defense is good. It just hasn't been showcased like it was in Atlanta. He was in a weird spot, you know, with revolving duties. He's doing DH, playing catching. So we'll see. I like the Wade Miley signing a lot. If that's your depth, you know, compared to where your lackluster depth was last year, no offense to Jason Alexander. And is Ethan Small going to come out of the bullpen? I kind of hope he does, because lefty wise in the bullpen, you're not really looking at a whole lot for high leverage lefties outside of, his name's going to escape me. Hobie Milner. So we'll see going forward, but I like the starting pitching. I think that's obviously your strength. Bullpen, it's better, could use some work, but I still like it. It's always been for me offense, you know, it's the consistency with the offense, and hopefully you get that out of Contreras. Hopefully you get that out of Winker, like you guys have talked about. So great stuff from Jordan and Travis. Look, it's time to have some fun on the Locked On Brewer podcast. Well, we've all been having fun. They've been making fun of me because I'm not wearing any Brewers gear and kicks, and Jordan and Travis are. So we're going to have some fun. I'm going to try to beat them in a little bit of a game here as their guests on here on the Locked On Brewers podcast. You heard a little bit about them, where they're from, where they think the Brewers fall on this offseason. Next up, they each get a turn, me included, to play GM and owner. Okay, it is time for the Fan Feature Friday Game of the Week. I just thought of that name off the top of my head, so yeah, round of applause. Thank you. Last week, we did a little bit of a draft. We did a fantasy draft. Over the course of the last 20 years, we did a player draft. So the guys last week did a little bit of a draft. This week, we're gonna mix it up. We're going to be a little bit different. So Jordan and Travis and myself will each get a shot at playing Matt Arnold and Mark Antanasio. Okay, so here are the rules. They're pretty simple. Each of us go first, or each of us get a turn. Jordan's going to lead us off. You get to play Matt Arnold. Okay, you get three moves, but it has to be in baseball. It has to be on the field for Matt Arnold. So you could say one, I'm just throwing something out there. Maybe Jordan wants to extend Willie Adames. That's her move. So then it goes to Travis. Then it goes to me. And then it goes back to Jordan. And we'd each get three moves. Now, here's the fun part of it. We get three moves for Mark Antanasio, right? Outside of baseball. Travis texts me. He goes, what kind of ideas are, like, what does this really mean? So I gave him a few. Jordan, you can kind of go about it with whatever you want. Lower beer prices, cheaper hot dogs, put a new stadium downtown, whatever you want. You are the owner. You get to do whatever you want. So think of it. We're going to start off with Jordan, though. She's going to get the first move as the GM. You know, again, can be a free agent signing, could be an extension, could be a trade, whatever you want. Jordan, you're going to lead us off. You're sitting in Matt Arnold's chair. Your first move, you and Kicks are doing what?
We are going to extend Willie Adames.
See, I knew it because she's talked about it before. So here's the other thing. If I didn't do it, we can't repeat that, Travis. So we can't repeat that. So that's her move. That's her move only. And at the end of this, we're going to recalibrate these ideas, and then the listeners – and the viewers on YouTube, they're going to choose. They're going to vote for which person should get hired as the GM and the owner. So, okay. So Jordan is extending Willie Adames. Travis, you're up next.
That's also needs to be done, but I would put re-signing Corbin Burns as my first priority. Extend him.
Man, that's where I was going. Oh, Travis. All right. So we got Willie Adames. We got Corbin Burns. So now it's my turn. I'm going to trade for, no, you know what? I'm going to start off with this. I'm going to extend Brandon Woodruff. We'll start off low now. So we all, for the three of us, we all got an extension. Jordan wants Willie Adames. Travis wants Corbin Burns. I'm going to stick with Brandon Woodruff. That's kind of the gimme. I think, you know, he's got to stay here. We need at least one of these guys to stay. So we all have an extension. So now let's go back over to Jordan for move number two.
Well, I think if Tyrone is really struggling early on, that we should bring Sale up and see how he does there. Not him, maybe Joey Weimer.
Okay. So you want Frelick or Weimer to come up now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So she's got the young bucks coming up. All right. Travis, move number two for you.
I don't have a specific name for it, but I still think that we need back of the bullpen help. So more about that setup or long reliever help. I think we need some depth there. I saw the Astros dominate with that, and I want it. So that would be move two, is shore up that bullpen.
Okay. Now I'm going to get a little weird here. I'm going to make a trade, an interdivision trade. Maybe not a popular trade amongst the Milwaukee Brewers fan base. I'm going to trade for a third baseman in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. Can you take a guess at who? I'm going out and getting Nolan Arenado.
I want to hear it.
I'm going out and getting Nolan Arenado. And if it means Jackson Chourio, maybe. I don't know. I know. He could be the Brewers' number one prospect of all time, but I need a third baseman because I really do think, and people have scoffed at this, but I think the Milwaukee Brewers are in their championship window still. With the pitching they have, Devin Williams, if you can shore up and get a power-hitting right-handed bat, especially a Gold Glove winner at third base, where nothing against Brian Anderson, but he's not going to be that. I think that's what you're one or two offensive pieces away, I think, from really competing in the National League. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to trade for Nolan Arenado. So Jordan, you have signing Willy Adames, bringing up Frelick and Weimer for your first two moves, your last move at general manager before the fans start lining up with their pitchforks coming for your job.
I think we need a closer. I think Devin Williams is a little bit better in the reliever position.
I said that too. I agree with that. I completely agree with that. Do you have anybody in mind? Do you want to trade for a Josh Hader here?
Well, that would be interesting, but I'm not sure who, but.
Okay. Okay. So you have trade for a closer. Jordan, I applaud you on that one because I like Willy Adames. That might be my favorite move for you. I've been also, the social media, Facebook group, people have come at me because I'm just not sold on Devin as a closer. And I think he's a terrific, tremendous. I mean, you can name any adjective out there for him and what he does, but you're right. He just looked uneasy in there last year. And people are like, well, he did this and that. Nothing was easy last year for Devin Williams in the ninth and so on. And maybe that was a little bit of a mental thing with the Josh Hader trade. And hopefully he bounces back. And if he's identified as the closer already, heading into spring training, maybe he'll nail it down. But I agree with Jordan. That's a terrific move. I do like that. I think Travis even talked about that back into the bullpen. So great move, Jordan. So to recap, we'll recap after Travis and I go. So Travis, your third and final move.
You guys both took it already. I was going to say that Williams closer. And then also, I don't think we have our long-term third base option, but I guess if I want to be specific about it, I would love to have Nolan Arenado. That would be awesome. But I wouldn't mind a world in which we trade Urias for Urias. It would be Ramon Urias, who I actually think is the better of the two by a little bit. When he gets hot, he gets hot, and he's a better defender for the two. So maybe something more within our realm, but I would love Arenado. But I agree that Devin Williams didn't look like he wanted to be the closer. I saw some demeanor out of him that just didn't look comfortable at all. And that's not going to work as the closer. But yeah, I guess I'd say trade Urias would be it. Not that I don't like Urias, but I think he might have a little bit. He might be a bit of a trading piece if you're trying to fill a long-term third base position.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was actually talking to Connor Newcomb, who is the Locked On Orioles podcast host. And he asked me about that. I said, I would sign up 10 out of 10 times for that trade. I think he was talking about the lines of not Urias for Urias. He mentioned Lauer or Hauser for Urias. Absolutely. Right. I mean, absolutely. So that's a really good move. I really, really like that. Solid move. So for my last move, it's not really flashy. So I wanted to extend Brandon Woodruff. I want to go out and trade for Nolan Arenado. I know, guys, I know. If you're listening to this, I know it's not going to happen, but we're just hypothetical, having fun here. For my last one, something that's just not being talked enough about in the Brewers world, in baseball world, really. Guys, Craig Counsell doesn't have a contract after 2023. As of right now, Craig Counsell does not have a contract after 2023. And I know he gets a lot of flack for how he runs things. Look, baseball changed their rules because of what Craig Counsell did in the 2018 playoff run against the Dodgers. I'm going to go ahead with my final move, and I want to secure my manager because I don't want a team to poach him outside of a lame duck year. And I can't imagine he's going into a lame duck year. I hope a contract is eventually being worked out in the real world for him going forward after 2023. But I'm going to go ahead and extend Craig Counsell. So we're going to recap here. Jordan, you're going to go through your three things. Travis, you'll do the same. And then I'll do the same. And then if you're listening to this podcast, or if you're over there on YouTube, who do you want to hire as the GM? So Jordan, go ahead with your three moves and what you would do.
I would extend Willie Adames, sign Willie, bring up Sal and Weimer, and then get a closer. GM, Jordan,
that's a
good one. I would probably pick myself. Just kidding.
those are good moves, though. Those are. I mean, you can tell. And I only gave you guys like 2-ish, 3 hours to kind of think about. I don't remember what time I sent the message out, but those are good. Those are really good moves. I mean, all three of these, you know, what you're doing and exactly what Travis is doing are all really good. I think if you're a Brewers fan listening to any of these, you would be like, yes, where do I sign? Sign me up for that. Okay. So you guys heard Jordan's recap on her moves as the GM. Travis, recap your three moves, my friend.
I think we got to extend Corbin, shore up the back end of that bullpen, which might be shifting around Devin a bit, and trading Urias as part of a package to get our corner outfield solidified there, third base.
Sure. Excellent. Excellent moves. Those are three moves that I think that I've talked about with the back end of the bullpen. We've talked about the Urias move prior on this show. I do like that. If you guys have listened to the show, you know I'm on the sign Corbin train here. Real quick, we're going to kind of change, you know, trajectories here real quick. I got to ask Travis, I got to ask you this question. You said mentioned signing Corbin Burns. I agree with you. That's what I want. However, if you don't, when do you think his trade package is the highest? Is it right now with 2 years remaining? Is it at the All-Star break? Is it maybe next year with only 1 year? Where do you think his trade value is the highest?
I would say right now, only because he's had a phenomenal past couple seasons and he's healthy right now. You never know what happened first start of the year and he gets thoracic outlet syndrome or something that shuts him down for 2-3 months and has some question marks on it. Well, that value just tanked. But
yeah,
man, right now I think he would probably get quite a haul. I would hate to see him go if they went that route, but if they did, I think right now is the time to think about it, you know, as early in the season as possible, if not this off season. If you're going to do it now, break our hearts now instead of getting nothing for it.
Yeah. I've talked about it before too. It's kind of up for debate. It's, you know, you find a team that thinks they're in the window or maybe they are in the window, 2 years of control. They'll love that. What that package looks like. Who knows? The guy pitched over 200 innings last year. 0.9 whip. I mean, the Cy Young in 2021, part of the no hitter with Josh Hader in 2021. I mean, he's just so good. So three really good moves from Travis. And for my moves, I had extend Brandon Woodruff because I think between the three of us, we each took one of the big three, Woodruff, Burns, and Adames. Then I had trade for Nolan Arenado. And I know it's not going to happen, guys. I'm aware. But just hypothetically having some fun, and that's the move I would do. And then I would do the extend of Craig Counsell because he is currently going to be a lame duck manager entering into 2023 if there's not a contract. I would imagine when these guys get together at spring that will probably change, but that's what I got. If you're watching over there on YouTube, drop us a comment on who do you think you would hire as GM. If you're listening, you want to jump over on YouTube or you're on Facebook, drop a comment on who you think you would hire for the GM. So next up, this is where it really gets fun. We get to be the owner, and it's back to Jordan. So she's going to lead us back off, and it can't be baseball related. So you can't say, well, as Mark Cannasio, I want to trade Willie Adames or trade for X, Y, and Z. Can't. It's got to be away from the game of baseball. All right. So away from the game of baseball. I've talked about this on a past show. I think it was right around Christmas. But I'm curious what other fans think. So this is kind of why we're doing it. So, Jordan, you are leading off here. Your first move as the owner sitting in the big chair for the Milwaukee Brewers.
We need more dipping dot stands in the stadium.
More dipping dots. My kids would agree with you. So that's a good one. I think you could probably get a lot of families to go with that. Good first move as owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Travis, your first move as owner of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I already kind of hinted at this before. I don't like Miller Park not being called Miller Park. So I would do everything I can to get that back. There's never.
Oh, you can. It's you. It's on you.
It's me.
You're the owner, man. You signed the dotted line. It's yours.
I don't know. There's ever been a more perfect marketing match in the history of sports.
Yeah, I agree. Coors Field's good.
Insurance and beer don't necessarily seem to be the match.
Yeah.
But that'd be move number one for me.
Okay. I was sad. I was sad about that too. That did suck. Yeah, it's not like at the end of the world, but it's like, you're right though. Like it just fits so well. Okay. So for my first move, I talked about it prior on a show when I had the three things I would do away from baseball. I don't know about you guys, but I love American Family Field. I love when the roof's open. I love when it's nice outside and the sun's out. I hate when the roof is closed and it's 150 degrees in there and it feels like a sauna. So I'm installing air conditioning into American Family Field. So when the roof is closed, there's some airflow in there and I'm not sweating through my jersey sitting there watching a baseball game. So I'm going to put air conditioning inside American Family Field as your owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. All right. So Jordan, your move number two for owner of the Milwaukee Brewers is what?
I think we should bring a college bowl game there or a hockey game.
That's interesting. So they played basketball there, which was a hit. You know, no pun intended. It was great. That was great. I like that idea. I'm curious, do you think there's enough room for a football game?
I know. That's what I was thinking too.
I'm not sure. I mean, there might, I don't know. I don't know what the dimensions are. It definitely feels like it'd be tight regardless. But the hockey, I think, can definitely happen. That's a really good idea. See, we could go in partnership here, Jordan, because I got the air conditioning.
There we go.
You got the high. So, Travis, you might be the odd man out here. I'm sorry, bud, but we'll see. Good move, Jordan. I like it. I think that would bring more revenue in for the city of Milwaukee, and then you're talking about bringing in a different, totally different fan base. Marketing-wise, people would have a field day. So really good move there from Jordan. So, Travis, move number two as owner of your Milwaukee Brewers.
This might sound simple, but it's important to me. I want that slide to be yellow again. That wouldn't be very expensive. I know I'm going.
You missed the old days, don't you? Don't you, Travis?
I don't know where the white slide just doesn't fit in quite well. I think I'm just I'm becoming an old soul. I'm not that old, but I'm becoming an old soul.
It's the little things for you.
Grieving about the good old days, essentially. Yeah. Is what I'm hearing.
Okay. I like it. So he has a couple old school takes. Bring back the name and bring back the slide for my number two thing. I thought one of you guys would say it, so I was getting a little worried. We have Titletown District. Great. If you're a Packers fan, you've been out there. Amazing. We have Deer District. If you've been out there and you're in the Milwaukee area and you haven't been out there, please check it out. I was there for the NBA Finals. Felt like I was at a rock concert. It was amazing. I'm installing, I'm developing, whatever you want to call it, building, constructing the Beer District at American Family Field. It's been talked about. It's been proposed. People are supposedly on board. There's some people that aren't. I'm skipping all that. We're building a outdoor venue for Milwaukee Brewers outside watch parties, concerts, events. You got Harley's 120th birthday coming up this summer. So it's going to be an outdoor event for the summer, really an ongoing festival year round in the summer, in the spring and the fall, really at American Family Field. It's called the Beer District, just like the Deer District, just like Titletown District. Kind of brings in fans of all ages, all groups coming in and enjoying the festivities over there at American Family Field. There's plenty of room, plenty of parking spots. So I think we don't have to develop too much, but that's what I'm going to do for my second move. So Jordan, this is big for you. It's the last move to plead your case to be hired as the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers. What is your third and final move as owner?
I think we need to get more kids there. So I think we need more affordable prices so that families are able to come with their kids.
Okay. Well, she just won, Travis. So we could go ahead and do our last one, but you know, that somebody asked me about that. So if you don't know, maybe you guys, I haven't said it before. I have five kids. So going anywhere, a movie, the brewery, you need a small loan. I mean, it's Jordan's 100% right. It is so expensive. That's a good one. That's probably going to take the cake there for me and Travis, but we're going to try anyway, Jordan. So thank you. Travis, your third and final move as owner of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Speaking of kids, I hope you don't hear mine screaming upstairs right now, but I think mom's doing a good job.
No, you're good. We're almost done. So tell the little ones we'll finish up here. Kicks got up and walked on his own, apparently. So he's not, we don't know where he went. So go ahead. Sorry, Travis.
No, it's all good. I think, you know, in the stadium, when you go walk around in the stadium, I don't think there's a good enough, if I want to call it Brewers Hall of Fame or a shrine type of a center in there to acknowledge Brewer history. And that may be a fault of the Brewers not having exactly the same history as some other teams or as deep of a history. But still, what they have in there, they have that wall of different baseballs that are autographed from around the league and things. And that's okay. But I think it'd be great to have a store, like one, like the jersey store size section of an area that's just Brewers memorabilia. Like have some of the first jerseys that were game worn. Maybe have some milestones in there. Maybe like the Christian Yelich's, what he had like his 250th stolen base or something in there, like things like that to actually go way back into Brewer history would be phenomenal. I feel like we're really lacking as far as that goes. We don't really push Brewer history. You know, we don't maybe have it like the Yankees do. The Yankees have Yankee history. The Red Sox have Red Sox history, but still we're going to someday when we're around long enough. And I think why not start building it now?
Excellent. I'm a memorabilia guy. We talked about it before. I don't have any Brewer stuff behind me other than the hat. I agree. I think that's something that, and there is a lot of history though. I mean, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, there's a lot of history here. The 50s, obviously, I hate to sound like this, but the early 2000s when they started becoming, you know, good with the Bronze and the JJ Hardys and the Ricky Weeks and the Fielders, you know, that mid 2000s, really good stuff. I like that a lot, Travis. I really do. That's a good one. So this isn't a one up Jordan at all. I had this idea prior to because I saw it on Twitter, so I got to give credit where credit is due, but I'm going to steal it from, I don't remember who. So if you're out there and you're listening, it was your idea. Thank you. Kids 12 and under, no matter where, whatever day of the week, no matter what game, they get in for free. Now that's kind of hard, right? Because you got to be able to have seats for, you know, people that buy tickets. How often are they selling out American Family Field? Not a whole lot outside of like Cubs games, maybe Cardinals games. So we'd have to figure out a way to do it, to get into it. But I think anybody, any kid 12 and under gets in for free, no matter what. You get in, you come to the game, your parents, you know, I don't know how they would really vouch for you. I guess word of mouth, really, is all you can really do. You don't really have IDs or anything like that. You're not going to carry on birth certificates. But kids get in for free 12 and under to any game that they want to, because it's a game that, without the kids in the future, there really is no game, right? So it's hard. Like Jordan talked about, bringing a family to a baseball game is so expensive. I mean, taking a family anywhere is so expensive. So is that a piggyback off of Jordan? I'm just trying to win here. That's the bottom line. But I do like those. So Jordan, we'll go back over to you. You just recap your three moves as your owner, and then Travis will do you, and then me, and then we'll wrap up the show.
More dipping dots. Have a college bowl game there, a hockey game, and then allow children to come or families to come at more affordable pricing.
So she's already got the families locked down, Travis. So we're, you know, our backs are against the wall here. You know, we're taking body shots, you know, uppercuts. We're suffering here. But go ahead with your three moves, Travis.
Bring Miller Park name back. Paint that stinking slide yellow. And then add Brewers Hall of Fame. Something grand.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Great moves. So for me, it's put air conditioning in American Family Field. I'm tired of sitting in my own sweat. I know it's summer and it's baseball. I don't care. I want to be comfortable. Number two, build the beer district, just like Deer District and Titletown District. And then number three, kids 12 and under are free no matter what game. So those are my three. You heard Jordan's. You heard Travis's. If there's a way where you can vote, maybe just drop a comment. You're on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. Drop a comment. Who do you want as owner of your Milwaukee Brewers? But that will do it for this show. This was a lot of fun. I like that game that we played. Did you guys have a lot of fun?
Yes.
Good. Travis?
I did.
I appreciate you guys coming on. It means a lot to have listeners of the podcast that follow the podcast. Jordan tweeted at me and she goes, "You need a girl on that show." And I said, "Hey, you're up next." And sure, she's right here. So thank you guys for reaching out and wanting to be a part of this. Thank you all for making this podcast part of your daily routine. You can find the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever and everywhere you get your podcast. We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon_Snide. And of course, thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. For Travis, for Jordan, I am your host, Brandon Snide. Until next time, be safe, stay warm, and of course, go Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.